On episode one of Sick Empire.
The like socioeconomic response is way scarier than the actual virus itself.
Right? That's like, Aaron Beener. He's part owner of Season Vegan, the only plant-based full-service restaurant in Harlem. His mom is the chef, and one of his best friends is his business partner. For 6 years, they've been hustling and bustling. And just when things started going smoothly, COVID-19 hit them hard. Aaron talks to me about going from being a small business owner in the neighborhood that he grew up in to being an essential worker for New York City overnight. Aaron is tired, and it shows.
People are tired of taking naps. Like, people are telling me this when I'm dropping food off. They're like, oh, I'm just so tired of sleeping all day. Meanwhile, I'm working 100 hours. And I'm like, man, y'all should be grateful for this. You know, being able to actually recharge and wake up when you feel like it.
Do you need that?
Absolutely. We all need that. We all deserve
it. Everyone's getting it, though.
No, not everyone.
A lot of people.
The essential people are not getting that at all.
But that's not it. Aaron has been documenting his interactions with the NYPD. Since lockdown, he's had to make deliveries in his minivan. And he parks the van directly in front of the restaurant between trips. And he's been ticketed multiple times by uniformed police officers. And when he's confronted them, they are callous and downright rude. Even to his mom.
You can't give me another ticket. This is quarantine. Nobody's moving their cars. We are essential workers.
I told you numerous times.
What do you want me to do?
Move your vehicle.
To where?
From here.
To where?
Find a legit parking.
There is no legit parking. I'm a delivery person. Essential worker.
This is not good for
us. We're doing this every day. What do you expect me to do?
One more time.
It's not my responsibility to find you a legal parking spot. It's my responsibility
to make sure you don't. What do you expect me to do, given this situation?
Aaron is on the front lines of the pandemic. He's not at home, like most of us. He's out in the city's empty streets. He's standing in warehouse lines to get food for his restaurant. He's a New Yorker, true and true, and he's essential. He talks to me about the change he feels coming.
Talking about just actual freedom, because in that, I think Black people would strive, because we always strive. We strive with the scraps, you know? We hold it down always with the most bare minimum. So if we had an actual opportunity, like, of course, like, we've built towns ourselves that are successful. There's always some outside intervention that comes and, you know, messes it up.
I'm Brandon Janice, and this season on Sick Empire, you'll hear conversations between myself.
If we learn absolutely nothing from this, who are we?
Sean King.
But I think what it's really exposed.
And the voices of New York City citizens on the front lines of COVID-19.
The streets are empty.
Low income, working at like coffee shop.
We're trying our best.
The name Sick Empire was birthed out of irony. We live in New York City, a place well known for its healthy commercial empires. And today, the city has been ravaged by COVID-19. And now we're well known for being the world's sickest empire.
Sick Empire. Sick Empire.
Every episode of Sick Empire shares the lives of New Yorkers now that COVID-19 has turned our worlds upside down. We speak to the small business owners, the grocery store clerks, the first-time candidates running for Congress, and public servants. You'll hear a diverse mix of voices and experiences. Sick Empire is a love language, just like the streets of New York City. The first episode will be live everywhere you listen to podcasts on Tuesday, May 26th. The first episode is live now for members of the North Star. You can go to thenorthstar.com to become a member today.